Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So we thought we'd have a little fun. We have a great prize today. When you call in, side question of the day, there ought to be a law. Hit us with something either serious, we'll take them all, or something kind of funny, like our buddy Boris on Twitter, who says death penalty for people that leave 5 to 8 seconds, something like that, like Dan, on the microwave, because he's getting tired of the beep. I kind of like that. So I asked this last night. First guy out of the box, somewhere in Montana, says that he would ban tipping. I like tipping. I like the fact you can tip. I like people can get more money for performance and all that. A lot of people don't like tipping. So there ought to be a law. It could be a serious one. It could be something that's just kind of funny, something that's more of a peeve of yours that you want to change. Now, the winner at the end of the show, web pair of tickets to the Haunted Hops Barbecue and Craft Beer Festival on September 28th at Pennhurst Asylum. Enjoy all that you can eat barbecue from Food Network stars Chad Rosenthal. Sample and purchase great craft beer while roaming Pennsylvania's most terrifying haunted attraction. Buy tickets now at hauntedhopsfest.com. So at the end of your call, just hit me with that rule, that law. I have a lot of serious ones up on Twitter. Number one so far is sanctuary cities. Well, that one, we already have laws. They're already defined laws to get rid of sanctuary cities. Just hit us with something, particularly if it's funny, entertaining, something every day that you see. All right, Dan, you don't have any yet, though. You had one yesterday, then you backtrack it. Go ahead.
Mine would be that you get life in prison if you go in the 15 items or less line with over 15 items.
That's exactly right. So I wouldn't go quite life in prison if you have 16 items. I'd set the over and under, though, if it's more than 3 items over.
There's no gray area in my
laws. Gray area. No. Okay, that's it. I kind of like that. You won me over. Yeah, I hate that, too. And don't say, I miscounted. Or don't say, well, I have 2 items of applesauce. That only counts as 1 applesauce. Mm-hmm. No, it's item by item.
Yeah, if I'm counting and I count something, if I count more than 15, right, then you're going to prison for life.
All right. I like that. I like the tenor of it. That's exactly right. Now, they ought to change the sign, too. It ought to be 15 items or fewer. That's a problem I have, but that's a grammatical thing that we can't stop. All right. So
things you notice.
Yeah. Hit us with something you would change, either something serious or something kind of minor. Like, well, that's not a minor thing. When you're in that line, there's a reason for it. Stop hiding the items, too. I'd love to meet a cashier who went, no, you're going to have to go to the back of the line. Go get in the other line. You have more items, or take one of them out of there. Okay, coming up, guess who's coming to town today? Maybe as many as 7 or so Democrat contenders. Bernie's in town today. Yeah. Joe Biden is in town today. Corn Pop couldn't be here. We believe that Corn Pop expired a few years back. Elizabeth Warren apparently is coming. De Blasio, 7 of them. Yang. We haven't gotten a word back from Mr. Yang about playing me in basketball, but I want to replay for you a little bit of the host, Pat Iding, the head of the labor movement in Philadelphia, on my show and ask a question about this. I've offered to go on the labor show, which would be the home court advantage big time for Iding, if he'd come back on and talk about some of his nonsense. He's the head of the labor movement, arguably, at this point, maybe more than Johnny Dock in Philadelphia, okay? He's convened this Working People's Summit today over at the convention center. And there, I think it's going to be maybe as many. From 3 o'clock on, there are going to be union people there, workers and others, listening to these candidates. Can you imagine this torture? from 3 o'clock to like 9 o'clock tonight or 10 o'clock tonight. Biden. Will Biden tell the corn pop story? Or does he have another one that'll be Philadelphia? So you know he's got a story ready for Philadelphia today. What will Elizabeth Warren use as her human interest? What will Bernie say? Now, Bernie's all policy, I think. Question I have is, are these labor union members really woke in any sense? Now, I don't want the pedestrian answer. Well, no, Dom, they don't agree with all this. Do they agree with any of it? Do they really agree these or is it just solely they're there, they're part of this because they still believe Democrats are going to give them something more. The Democrat Party is always going to be the party of the way, even though Trump is cutting into that. So Iding was on my show last year, I guess it was, in the summertime. Dan, what was the date on that? Do you remember approximately when Pat Iding, the big guy in town, was on the show? It was over this event he put over at Penn's Landing, supporting people that are here illegally. It must have been last June-ish. That was when Trump was putting kids in cages and all at the border.
It was in August, but I don't know the exact date. I'm pulling it up right now.
Sometime in August of 2018, he was here. And I'll play you some cuts of that in a moment. His defense of this, I actually asked him, well, what about people that are here illegally undercutting union workers? This is the chief guy. Now, these guys, you know, are not going to come on again. I challenge you to go on any time, and I'll go on the labor show with them if they want it. He went after Trump and the cages particularly. So if these union members don't believe this, why are they so powerless to oust guys like this? And this just array, I can't believe, look, the average union, particularly in the building trades and all that that I know, they're pro-law and order. They're pro-patriot. How would they link up with these people? And I know you can say, well, your money's linking up with them. Your money's going to support all these people up and down the line. It must be there are members of the labor unions that agree with this. Otherwise, they wouldn't elect guys like Iding and these others to be their leadership. Would they?
That was the 10th of last August.
Okay. So I'll play for you coming up because I got a lot of people waiting. Iding, I asked him about people that are here illegally. That's what he was doing. I asked him also, why didn't you do this when Obama was doing the same thing at the border? What would be a better way to go about this? Iding was insistent, we need to treat people the way they should be treated. So he dragoons all these union people by the hundreds, the thousands. So I started to think of unions, not just the building trades, but the broader union movement. Well, we know the teachers' unions are radical. They are. The NJEA, they were there. The NEA. They're the foot soldiers of the progressive movement in America. But I happen to think, then there's that, SEIU service. They're another outfit. They're a big outfit that goes that way. So are the building trades kind of bullied by these teachers and service employees? They go along with it too. And they just are going to continue to support this nonsense. I just can't picture any of the building trades guys that I know, or any of the cops that are in the cops union, sitting there listening to Bernie or America's mother-in-law, no, Elizabeth Warren, or even Joe Biden to a large degree when Biden has to go so far progressive now. Are they a guy like Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio? Are they possible? I think they despise these people. These go against the very patriotic, hardworking American that I think they are. But that's going to be happening in Philadelphia today. All right. So first, though, let's get a few on Constitution Day. Let's get a few funny or serious, whichever one you have. And we got some that might be a combination of them. What's a law? What's a change? What's a ban? Or taking away the ban? Or public flogging for something? Let's go to Bob in Marlton on Talk Radio 1210. Happy Constitution Day, Bob. Hi.
Happy Constitution Day to you. I have a law and an amendment that I...
Okay.
As far, I have no problem with term limits for the president, but I would also like to see term limits for Congress.
You know, I'll tell you why I reject this stuff. Maybe I'm just a contrarian, Bob. People see it as a panacea. They really do. I get it with Congress, the advantage the incumbent has and all the rest. Why would we do that with a president, though? If we like what Trump is doing after 8 years, why then would we throw that to the winds and possibly have some progressive throwback? Because I'm not convinced that the Republican Party is capable yet of winning a presidential election. I got to see that other than Trump.
Well, as far as that goes, you know, like when with our last president, I just kept saying, I only have to deal with this for 4 more years. And then it's, you know, and then everything will get fixed. So, you know, whether they want to take it out or not, I'm okay either way.
Okay.
But the big thing to me is Congress. You got these people in there that turn it into a career, and it's not what it's designed to be.
Yeah, so, I hear that. I don't know what it is. There's something off in me. I know that makes good sense, and I've just never been, you know, I just thought it was phony with some host over the years just screaming that stuff all the time. Maybe that's it, but you're making sense on it. I hear you.
Yeah, because they worry about getting reelected instead of doing what has to be done, and it's frustrating.
Right, exactly. Right.
As far as the law goes, I think that marriage licenses should have to be renewed every 5 years. And if you don't, you're not married anymore.
Now, wait a minute. Dan, this Maisie woman, the girlfriend, the wife-to-be, I can't believe he's hitting. I didn't hit that ding. He hit that ding. I mean, he's already.
Unclaimed ding.
He's not even committed to the marriage, and he's trying to get out of there with your 5-year renewal. It didn't even start yet. What the hell is going on here? Maybe I'll get out of a wedding present.
I am
present.
So
Who
afraid
knows?
Of commitment, Dom. That
I'm already,
I,
Rose I, already at home likes Dan so much, she's thinking of wedding presents and all. She's actually seen inside the apartment, and she's coming up with wedding.
There should be an assessment review after every 5 years, and you decide whether or not you want to stay married.
And yep, who, then you don't have to pay attorneys or anything.
And who assesses this? Is there a marriage judge, or is it a game show,
no,
or what?
Nobody. Just like, hey, if you don't renew your driver's license, does anybody come to you and say, are you sure you don't want to renew it?
So the state, the government's going to do this, or the two individuals?
No, it'll only do it by state. And then the state says, hey, look, every 5 years you have to renew it. Now we make an extra $100. You know?
Just really thought this through.
Oh, man. Bob, you're making such a compelling case.
I feel bad
case.
For Mrs. Bob.
I don't want to say this can't be top, but right out of the box. Yeah, what about Mrs. Bob? What does she say about this?
Hey, we both went through an ugly divorce. We're remarried now. And after all we went through, I think she'd be okay with it.
Well, wait a minute, though. You went through the bad. You got the good now, and you're still
exactly.
edging for
and
a review.
I would have no problem renewing it every 5 years.
He's a man of the people, Dom.
Oh, God. Then he backpedals. She might be listening. He says, I would just renew it every 5 years.
I know she ain't listening.
Okay. All right. All right, Bob. That's very good. That's a fun one, and something, who knows, the Democrats might put into play. You're in the running. Thank you, Bob. Thanks very much. Dan likes that, though. He's getting all crazy here. You know, he was a little bit low-key today, low energy, and now he's fired up.
That perked me right up.
Every 5 years. Why not every year? We should have Congress is every 2 years. All right, Ro, make your case. Why am I renewing you? Here's your contract. Boy, I'm losing out on this one. I got a lot of baggage there. Man, she's not the one that hit something. Yesterday we got the new car. She didn't hit something on the unexplained on the expressway, and we have to get a new car. All right, let's take there. That's exactly right. Yes. Thank you, Joyless Joy. Let's go to Jeff in Bristol, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think the law that a serious law is if you're driving 50 miles an hour in the left lane on 95, there should be a public flogging for that.
I like the flogging. we definitely, yeah, the left lane is something that gets people all the time.
You are absolutely a road hazard if you're in that lane doing 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, I would agree with you on 95. Probably not the expressway. You can get away with there. 95, though, good suggestion, Jeff. I like the public flogging, too. Not the death penalty. Just a good old-fashioned flogging. What do we reserve the tar and feathering for? Okay, let me play you a little bit of the stylings of the big labor lean. This guy's so big in Philadelphia, such a big-time labor town. It's the last big union town in America. Clearly it is. Bigger than any place, I would argue. Here's Pat Iding with me last year. Now, Dan, do you have a preference here? I know, reviewing in my own mind, he, in the first couple, we'll play those later, I guess, he attacks, he was on because he, impromptu, does this big rally down at Penn's Landing because Trump and these Republicans are putting kids in cages. So we're getting into it. I thought it was spirited. I thought it was good, but he won't come back. Here is Iding talking about the union's history. Ah, this is what set me off. He was talking about how unions, this is what he said in the paper, Dan, unions have always been the ones to support people that are here illegally. And I counter with, are you kidding me? These are the people that undercut unions. Here's a little bit of the exchange with the alleged head of the union movement in Philadelphia.
Understand, labor has a long history with immigrants. We started, and I am sure you're familiar with the Immigrant Resource Center and
sure.
O'Callaghan, and mm-hmm. it started in my offices, you know, how many years ago? 17, 16 years ago. So, we're, you know, we did the immigrant ride. We're all about working people being treated properly. And my mantra, quite honestly, if somebody's working in the city of Philadelphia, they ought to be represented and be getting fair wages. And, you know, when folks talk about who's stealing their job, you ought to go after those employers who are hiring these people.
Well, wait a minute. I would ask the same question. I'm in agreement with Patrick Iding with us. Why don't the unions en masse spend their time going after unscrupulous employers, calling them out, using the full power of the local government, shaming them, being on top of them constantly? I don't see it.
Well, I kind of disagree with it. We do the best we can with what the laws of it make available to us, and the way things are today in the 21st century compared to when our forefathers were there, where they did the fighting in the street. There's ways you have to do this that you have to respect the law, and you have to do it properly. But you know, we have employers that, you know, 15 years ago, I remember Toll Brothers put the big article in the Inquirer how he's making all his money off the immigrant workers, paying them $7 an hour. And so, and that's out in the counties. That's not in Philadelphia. So, you know, I agree with you. That's who we have to go after. And I think we try. I know John Dougherty from the building trades has made every effort, and Pat before him, to go after the employers who are coming here doing this and getting away with it. An awful lot of laws, as we know from whether it's immigrants or anything else, are a lot of laws that are not enforced. So when we try to push those laws to the top, you know, we're either, especially, you know, Philadelphia, we're the big labor movement here in Philadelphia. We're always the bad guys. But in the cases of folks taking our job right here in Philadelphia, there's a whole bunch of people taking building trades jobs that are not immigrants.
All right. Here's the answer. Here's the answer to this as this develops tonight. I'm going to play you another one in a moment, the follow-up to this. The answer is because you go along with the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party is pro-illegal. The National Democrat Party. You guys go along with it. Your membership doesn't like it. They know what's going on. If the labor movement in Philadelphia wanted to stop this, they have the power. They would be able to do this in a heartbeat. They won't do it because they're in league with these people they're bringing into town today. That's why. That's exactly why. But it got a little bit better when I asked him about illegals taking jobs from union members or undercutting wages. I'll play that coming up. Wait until you hear who Iding blames for this. We'd love to have him on today, tomorrow, after this big event. 7 of these blowhards coming to town today. The People's Conference. Hey, and don't be intimidated. We had a couple really good ones. Side question today. What law? There ought to be a law. Those were great. I love that. Renew the marriage license.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, it's Dom time. Welcome in. Here's a little bit more of our fearless leader. Come on, Pat. Come on the show. Tell us a little bit more. Pat Iding is really the union leader in Philadelphia. He's the architect today. It's a big national story. Over here at the convention center, not too far from me, seven of these Democrat hopefuls, it's listed, maybe more, are going to be coming in. I just can't believe the union members, with the exception of those two unions I told you, the SEIU, oh, they'll be hooting and hollering. The teachers union, oh, they'll love it. I think the darling for the teachers union has got to be Elizabeth Warren, right? The scold? Yeah, Elizabeth Warren definitely has got to fit the
teachers union. There is nobody in this country who got rich on his own.
Teachers union, oh, even more than Bernie. She fits it. Librarian, the whole thing. I don't know. Biden might be the only one that has any kind of appeal, but they look at where he's going and how addled he is. Dan, any suggestions of a story that Joe Biden might tell today? I don't know what he has on the agenda. We're not in Wilmington. Corn Pop might actually be a real guy. Thank you to Sid Weiss, was it, that gave us that yesterday. I've seen that now in a couple places. People have tracked him. He might be a real guy.
Yeah, I remember that jury Halloween night back in 68 where he had a problem with Count Chocula that he might have to retell the story.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That kind of
works. Frankenberry was there too that night.
Okay, that works. There might be another cereal. What other cereal component? Tony the Tiger? You know, what can Biden work? What would be a union-backed cereal that Biden can work, character that he can work in? Well, I don't know if he can do something like Lucky Charms, a leprechaun, play his Irish heritage. That might work tonight. Wheaties? Nah, I like Wheaties. I don't think Joe will be doing that. He could talk about some cereals where Roundup, they're still using Roundup, and that causes cancer. That could kind of get the workers involved. Here's Iding, though. Listen to this. This is an all-timer. This is toward the end of the interview last year in August, when Pat Iding, I'm still on him about, come on, you guys are in the tank for people here illegally. This undercuts your union members, despise this. And I would hope that particularly if they're Irish, you know, they make this stuff all the time. Well, the Irish were mistreated. The Irish are not like people that came here illegally today. It's not the same thing at all. Every time we tell you that Jim Kenney says that stuff, people that are Irish get upset, and they should. It's a joke. Cardinal Dolan wrote this about Trump, and he said that people, that Latinos today that Trump is bashing, Cardinal of New York, are the Irish of a century ago. I don't think that's the case at all. Do you? Did the Irish come here legally? Yes. Were they put upon? Yes, savagely. Did they have a party and a welfare system? No, they didn't have that. It's not the same thing. You would think these guys would stop saying that. Do they really believe it? No, but they got to go along with the Democrat Party, and that's the mantra. All right, so here's where I get into it with Iding again about people that are here illegally. Listen to who he says he blames for this. Who are they, Patrick, that are taking those jobs?
They're the folks coming over from Jersey that are building houses without living up to the licenses and the kinds of things that are hard to enforce for a city like Philadelphia, I guess, because they don't have enough manpower. But there's all kinds of people there. We have people coming from New York, coming down here and having people work for less than what we've worked hard to get as a prevailing wage. So the only guidelines we have, and you know, because you know you've touched on this for many years, is whatever the law allows us. So there is a lot of work going on. Could we do more? I always think we could do more. I've been doing this for so many years, I don't ever think we do enough. But I, you know, getting back to the issue on the 15th, it's about the kids and their families. If they're going to enforce the law in such a way that we're going to go back to stuff we read in history that other countries did, pulling families away from each other, it's wrong.
So do I think the average union member thinks what Trump was doing at the border last year was wrong? No, I don't. I don't think in any universe, but these guys that are in leadership are tapping into this. They're woke for union members. I don't think union members are woke at all, the building trades and things like that, the cops. No, I don't think so at all. It's the teachers union, the SEIU, and people like that That's who you're going to see today packing this over at the convention center starting at 3 o'clock, cheering wildly for these seven Democrats coming in. Do we really think now, am I stereotyping? You can tell me. The average union guy in the building trades is going to be cheering on someone like Elizabeth Warren. Or does he see Elizabeth Warren and just despise every part of this? Yeah, I think he does. See, is Beto O'Rourke coming? Can you imagine these guys bonding with Beto O'Rourke? I don't think so in any universe, any way, shape, or form. I just have more faith in them than that. But that's the show. That's the scam that you're going to see today in Philadelphia.
Can I make a request for the guys that are going to this meeting?
Yes.
Is it a town hall? Are they taking questions or are they just speaking to the crowd?
I would assume it's town hall-ish, yeah.
I would love to hear the candidates further address. You heard it in the first debate,
right.
First round of debates, about their health care plans and the union members losing
yes.
their
yes.
You know, the great health care plans they have yes. in the unions.
Yes. So the unions have, I don't think we say Cadillac anymore. That's an interesting thing. What do we say? We used to say Cadillac plan. I don't think we say Mercedes, but that would be the car, right? That's the luxury
Tesla?
Car. Oh, God, I knew we were going to go there. Tesla. I didn't get a Tesla yesterday. They were like a gazillion dollars, I think, right? Yes. All right. So, yeah. Are you going to ask these people, are they going to be allowed? That's, Dan, that's what I should ask Iding. If Iding would come on the show or Johnny Dock or any of these guys. And what are they going to say? There is no out here for Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. To your point, Dan, if they say, yeah, we're going to have a cutout for the unions. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why do you need a cutout for the unions then? If they say no, Medicare for all is going to be good for you. So in what universe are these people coming today to talk to union members? And do you see the uneasiness that I see? Do you really think the teachers' union and their sensibilities matches up with the building trades guys? I don't see it at all.
And there's a source that you trust on Twitter. He just tweeted you saying union members are turning down free tickets to today's event.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be mandated to show up. You know, they're going to take roll. I'm a member of the media. I have my media press pass. I think I ought to go over there and cover it. Might be very interesting. It'll be nonviolent. There'd be no problem, I'm sure. Maybe I can get a quote from the esteemed Patrick Iding. He'll never come on the show now. Now that Dan is posed, that is a great question. So let's ask, what is it you wish these union members, that's the number one, that's not going to be beaten. What is it you wish they would ask of these candidates? The healthcare question is without a doubt number one. But I would ask them about all the people that are here illegally, right? I would ask them about their hatred of America, about running down America. I think the vision of most of these union guys, their vision of America is much different than Elizabeth Warren's or Bernie Sanders, don't you? I think it's much different than Jim Kenney. So 855-839-1210. If you're going and want to use another name, call in. Tell us. What a spectacle. You got to give them credit, though. They have drawing power. They demanded these people come, and they're coming. It's rare that a group can get this kind of array of people here. All right, Lindsay in Morristown, I think, has got a good point. Lindsay, go right ahead. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to remind your listeners that bargaining units, i.e. unions, are exempt from Obamacare.
Yes, that's a given.
That's how they have their own plan.
Right, but with Medicare for All, throughout the debates, Lindsay, when this has come up tangentially or otherwise, it's Medicare for All, and the argument is you'll be better off. They haven't said, because this would be pretty damaging, to put it mildly, if they go on record, we're going to give you a carve-out. Are you there?
Yeah, but I haven't read that.
Well, we've seen it in the debates. We've seen it in the debates when any of this comes up.
Look, the debates, they will say anything they think will get a vote or two.
Okay, I understand that.
Very little actual.
Right. Okay, so you're telling me then, you think these union members are going to buy that Bernie Sanders, let's start with Bernie. I don't think they're buying that Bernie would give them a carve-out. Do you?
Wouldn't that take away our right to bargain for our medical benefits?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to believe them either.
The only reason they got the exemption from Obamacare was at the last minute, Obama realized he wasn't going to get the deal.
That's exactly so right. Thank you very much. So is that what it is? They'll have faith in these people? They might in Biden. That might be the wink and the nod. That's a great question from Dan, though. Yeah, tell us about our health care. Bernie Sanders is on record saying constantly, well, this will be better for you. Elizabeth Warren pressed. Most of the others, de Blasio, God knows what he'd say. Hey, are you drinking chocolate milk over there? Put that down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought that bled through accidentally, but I do have a clip of Bernie Sanders addressing the question if you
okay.
want to hear it.
Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. Somebody tell me why I'm crazy. I want to be frank. I don't want to. All right. There's the guy who's going to tell me why I'm crazy. All right. Anyway, he's a Cubs fan. We all listen to you. Grab the mic, sir. Hold it.
Wouldn't the Medicare plan, wouldn't that take away our right to bargain for our medical benefits?
Yeah, absolutely it would. It's not a bad thing.
All right, there you go. Bernie, come on. Bernie's not going back on that. Elizabeth Warren would dance a little bit, but she's going to go down that path. So in what universe are these union people? Because you have the teachers union and the SEIU. They're so radicalized, they don't care.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's Tom time. We have somebody, our friends on Twitter telling us, one guy's running for office over in Tacony against Bobby the Brain Heenan, that union members are turning down free tickets to go to this big labor fest today with seven Democrat candidates coming to town. Oh, my goodness. What should they be asked? We have two. Dan's question. I love the healthcare question. The illegal question. All right. The question just on socialism. Are union members socialist, closet socialist? Terry, our union representative, is fired up. They're coming to town today. He's in King of Prussia. Hey, Terry, good morning.
Well, Dom, from what you're telling me, and I got to correct you on something, the health care, if we're giving free health care as union members, I got to tell you right now, I don't know the exact number, but I bet you it's at least $10 an hour goes towards my health care. And that's something that is decided by our union. So if they give me free health care, and I'm retired, Dom, and I still pay. I've paid all my life.
Okay, well, let's say for a moment, wait a minute, let's say for a moment to your point, free health care. A, it's not going to be, you're going to pay more in taxes, but B, you have, most unions have a gold standard of health care. They have great health care. This is going to be government-run, up-and-down-the-line health care.
Well, Dom, I'll tell you this much. Right now, and years ago, yeah, you're right, we used to have the gold standard. Not anymore. Everybody's hurting here. And I'm telling you, if we don't have to pay for our health care hourly like my union brothers do, that goes back into our pocket. That's part of our package. It just doesn't go away. It goes into our, it would be the biggest raise in the history of history, as Trump would say.
All right, brother Terry. I don't think this is going to fly. I think your union brethren are going to be rejecting this big time today. Why are they not showing up then? Why don't they want to hear this great plan?
They're probably out there working because of everything that Obama did in the past. He created so much work. Unlike the president, he's not doing nothing for it. Yo, you want to see work?
Yes.
You want to see work?
Yes.
You got to have this president do everything he promised. Everybody liked what he was saying.
Right.
He's done nothing. He ain't doing infrastructure. He ain't.
Okay, well, then let me ask you about a candidate. Hey, Terry, you really think your colleagues, the people when you were working, they're going to sit there with someone like Elizabeth Warren and not want to throw up? Come on.
Hey, you know what, Dom? At least they're telling us, just like Trump did, promising us the world. He never delivered on any of his promises to us, the working man, the middle class, and the poor in this country. So you can't tell me you're going to say that he did, but he hasn't. The only thing he's done is, I got to build that wall. And that ain't going to do nothing for the unions, because what we need is go after the contractors like Trump who hire these people to come into this world, into this country, so they can exploit.
Well, I don't understand why the unions are not leading the charge in doing that. But Terry, let me ask you, what's your law? Terry, on Constitution Day, what's your law?
I want to see lobbying outlawed. And that's what Warren is talking about. And that's one of the best things, because I've been saying that for years. That's what's destroying this country.
Complete outlawing of lobbying. I think you're going to have a lot of support for that. That's a good one. However you want to define it. Yes, I don't think that's bad at all. All right, Mary in Jenkintown's hanging in there for a while. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. I have a suggestion for the law, but I'll also just interject. My favorite comedian is Sebastian Maniscalco. This guy is so polished when you look at his DVDs, not just something you see on YouTube, but he's really a professional and has learned how to be a true talent. So that's my interjection.
Okay, okay. Who's funny, okay?
Here's my law. I think that every car should be equipped with a hand, like the old bank. I'm going to age myself, but there used to be this bank. You put a coin on the slot, and then a little hand would come and scoop the coin into the box. So I think if you're driving and you've got a phone in your hand, this hand should come out, grab your phone, and it disappears into the dashboard.
All right. That's well put. That's a good suggestion. Well, there's a product that keeps it right there for you. You can deal with that. All right, Dan, how is this going on Twitter? As far as...
Oh, I got a law that you will love, Dom.
Okay.
I say that sarcastically. Make Election Day a national holiday, which we can get behind. But also lower the voting age to 16, because there are highly informed youths out there, like the Parkland students, who are advocating for gun control after the Parkland shooting.
All right, have you blocked this individual? Just kidding. No, I'm all about freedom of speech. So, yeah, the David Hogg law, 16-year-olds voting... And a national election day for more shenanigans. Everybody's off. What would be the excuse not to vote then? Now, my law might be fewer polling places. I think you should have to walk at least a mile if you want to vote. Yeah. If you don't want to do that, don't vote. I mean, voting should be a bit arduous. Yeah, I'd say a mile's enough. You know, or drive there if you have to. Preferably walking. All right, you heard Terry, our resident guys. Good guy over the years, labor union, the whole thing. Today's a big day. And you know what? The people, the ones that I'm thinking about that I know in labor unions, they are reminiscent. They're kind of a microcosm of a lot of people that Trump turned the last time around that have been moderate Democrats. Maybe they grew up in it, labor movement / you know, family background, ethnic groups, and, you know, would you call them Kennedy Democrats back in the day before we knew about the Kennedys? They're certainly not Obama Democrats. They're certainly not Warren or Bernie Democrats or Beto Democrats. They're not. And I wonder if people like that, some of whom will be forced to show up today, do they get it? I think they get it. That you have people that look down on them. The people, these elites, look down on these union members, these white guy union members. They look down on them every bit as much as they look down on rural America. They can't hide it. They reek of it. And there's a really serious issue. Would they go along with these schemes? Now, Bernie's not going to be the nominee. Elizabeth Warren is. And Elizabeth Warren is saying Medicare for all, essentially. She's still on that. That means they take away your private insurance. Now, you know my theory on this. You are not, if this becomes clear, if Trump does his job and Republicans do their job and they stop all the noise on a multitude of issues and we go back to the basics. And if you reach the average American who may not be paying attention, and you say, we're going to take away by law your private health insurance with your employer, be it union or not, you're not going to be elected president if people believe that. There's still enough people that are not going to go along with that. You hear my voice. I mean, to me, This is like Second Amendment rights. You're not do anything, work around the clock. You're not taking away my private. Who the hell are you that you think you're going to do that? No. So you notice the cagier ones like Mayor Pete, they say, well, there'll be a place for private insurance and all. I get it. We're not going to do that. He might be lying. Do you feel that way? Is it that? Yeah, look, Second Amendment, I made the number one amendment for obvious reasons, and it's a constitutional right. Private health insurance connection with your employer and earning that and doing that is not. But to me, this is something that these are fighting words beyond belief. This is the end if we're dragooned into our health care, your kids' health care. Do you care about your kids? I'm convinced if Republicans can break through and get to the average person, that's what an Elizabeth Warren will do. Bernie certainly too. You're not going to be president if that's clear. Now, they're saying it, but, you know, people not paying attention yet. There'll be all sorts of spin and all put on that. But that's what it comes down to. We've come pretty close with Obamacare, but most people, huge hundreds of millions of Americans, still have their own private health insurance. Elizabeth Warren says, I never ran into anybody who likes their health insurance provider and all the rest of it. I've not run into anybody that wants to be into any government system, have you? So is that potent enough? We're going to see a real good case of this today. Now, I don't know if these union members are going to be able to quiz these utopian woke progressives, seven of them in town, on that, to drill down for once and make them explain. But in the general election, they're going to have to do that. And if it's apparent, Warren and Bernie, that you're not going to have your private health, Bernie just says we're going to outlaw it. Warren, pretty much. I'm convinced you can't win. All right, you have a response on Twitter, Dan, to Terry, our union buddy.
Yeah, so at Frank Lyon 2014 says to Terry, a union guy calling in to abolish lobbyists. Really? Because unions never lobby.
Yeah, that's right. I should have gone with that. Unions, well, see, they think they're the little guy. They don't have these huge stakes in the Democrat Party that enforce their will, that they're not lobbying. Yeah, so if they're not lobbyists, well, I think the lobbying thing, too. I would really, really restrict this, without a doubt. You know, that's all. But I get the guy's point on Twitter, too. All righty, so 855-839-1210. One of the big stories today is seven of these presidential candidates coming to Philadelphia, this People's Working People's Summit. And I think what's happening inside the union movement, you're seeing stuff. My perception may be a stereotype, but I think the Johnny Doc guys and the guys that work there are much different than, say, the teachers union or the service employees union. I think they're much more patriotic, much more boldly traditional America, traditional values. Did it go along with all this gender fluidity and being politically correct stuff? I don't think so. I think they're more interested in the Philadelphia Eagles and what's going on and things of that, and traditional America than the other side is. It's a pretty obvious thing. So they're going to be able to ask some questions of these people today, Biden included. And we haven't gotten any help from you. Come on now. What story should Joe Biden tell? I wonder what the top 10 Biden stories are over the years. The corn pop story appears to be some element of the truth. We're not exactly sure about the chain and the straight razors and all that stuff that you put in rain barrels. The record player, I think the one gaffe of Biden that stuck so far is the record player. That's not going to go away easily. All over Twitter. So what should Biden tell today? What story will he dust off here? Would Biden actually say, here's something that would be helpful to him. Look, you know me, I'm Joe Biden. This woke crap is crap. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go along with that. I'm just saying this stuff because I got to appease these left-wing nuts. They're beating me up all over the place. I'm with you guys. This is going to be a real mixed audience of union types today, I think. And Elizabeth Warren, I think, would be the darling of the teachers' union. They love this type of approach. I'm not sure if Bernie's the darling. He might be of the SEIU. They're very, very, you know, socialist tendencies. But when you think of the unions here in Philadelphia and who people think of, I think Biden's the only one for them. It comes down to that in the end. All right, and hit us, too. We got some great ones so far. Hit us with your law or rule, what you would change today on Constitution Day. Of course, I'm excited coming up that we have Carrie Severino, Molly Hemingway coming our way. And next segment, too, I almost forgot. Big announcement. Where is my column going to be next? Now, Philadelphia Daily News, no longer with them. And after Dan's circulation information yesterday, maybe a good thing. I'll tell you where it's going to be every other Thursday, and I'm thrilled with this. It's a great operation. And the first one will be this Thursday. We're working on the headshot now. I need to find a headshot where my hair doesn't look too good. So maybe one where we take a picture and ruffle the hair. That could be a problem. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. Let's go to Stan in Newport, New Jersey. Stan, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Dom. Nice to talk to you today.
Same here.
The gentleman that called in about the unions, I can't understand how guys in the unions today can look at the Democrats and say, well, you know, all these illegals that are running across the border who are low-priced jobs.
Right.
What they're doing is they're pushing down trade jobs. And, you know, when most of your unions are trade.
Right.
They're losing their wage, their actual backstop for their wages, because these guys are running across the border and grabbing this work.
Yeah, well, look, I'll cut to the chase, Stan. Let me put it to you this way. Here's what's a fabulous insight you have there. They don't agree with that. They see it. They're every bit as patriotic, traditional America. The conundrum is, why do they continue to elect guys like Johnny Dock, Iding, and these others who go along with all this stuff and convince them of what they have to go along with the National Democratic Party? You mean to say no one ever runs for office in the unions who says, look, we're not about that. We don't agree with these people. For example, we don't agree with the teachers union. They're nuts. I don't understand that part.
Well, what they push, too, is it's an us against them. You know, I used to own a union shop, and I used to have and be a union employee. And having employees who have an us against them mentality, you know, if the business is doing well, as a lot of businesses are today,
right,
then what happens is the collective bargaining.
Okay, so Stan, you're saying the class warfare thing lives so large in these guys, they're willing to put up with these other issues that are anti-American, anti their version of American, that the class warfare overwhelms that so much. And I would say that used to be true. A guy like Mitt Romney, he's a great guy, but he's a guy in a top hat. Trump is a guy that breaks through that.
Well, they keep the ceiling low for themselves by allowing all of this stuff to happen. Their financial ceiling is much lower than it could be if they allow the economy to get better, people that make money. You know, like U.S. Steel, if they don't make 5% to 7% on their investments, then why would you be in business?
Well, that's right.
Stan,
do you have a law?
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking that there should be a law that we should be allowed to go after our politicians. You know, like a lot of them are actually shielded from any kind of citizens going after them.
All right, that's true. That's true. Voting is the only thing we have. All right, going after politicians, we're getting a lot of that. Here's the thing, Dan, I was trying to say to him, big picture. The sensibilities, as I see it, I don't know how many of these guys you know. Over the years, you get to know a number of them. You know, they come forward. They give me stuff. They can't take this either. They don't agree with how progressive and how far this nonsense goes. But the class warfare thing is so strong, I guess, and they just think Republicans are fat cats who won't care about them. They put up with it. That's my only theory, because why in the world? You mean to say the average union guy in the building trades goes along with all this potty czar stuff with Kenny and the bathrooms, goes along with people scolding, if you don't call them they, them, with the gender fluidity constantly. That a persona like Elizabeth Warren wouldn't make them say, my God, I got enough of this at home with my mother-in-law or something, right? They would reject all that. And I think they do. And they may even vote for Trump. Why then do they keep electing these guys that go along with this stuff? It's amazing. I mean, what I'm saying is this. Guys like Johnny Dock and others, let's face it, these are rough and tumble physical guys and all. Nothing wrong with that. They are. And yet they go along with all this politically correct stuff. How is that? It's like a schizophrenia or something here.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.